Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Been a very interesting weekend. Weather was really a pain for a short amount of time. And it kind of gave us a reprieve throughout the afternoon. But it was, I guess, getting back into the typical Florida weather pattern. So I hope you had a good weekend. Sure do. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let's go ahead and get down to some business. Here are three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
I guess it would be kind of a downplaying statement if I said this came as a surprise, but this came
nonetheless
as,
heavy.
This came as a surprise. University of West Florida President Martha Saunders announced she intends to step down from her role, bringing an end to an eight-year tenure marked by both institutional achievements and recent political turbulence. The most visible tensions of her presidency emerged this year, following a wave of new appointments to the university's Board of Trustees. The most recent flashpoint came during the UWF board meeting last week. Trustee Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, questioned Saunders about prior university-sponsored DEI programming. Well, she's pledged to work with the Board of Trustees and the university leadership to ensure a smooth transition.
Yeah, that's a very loaded subject matter there. And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, the 2025 hurricane season is less than 20 days away. And later this week, on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center will begin issuing daily tropical outlooks, highlighting areas showing potential for tropical development. You can listen to News Radio 92.3 for daily updates on conditions in the tropics.
Okay, after 30, and this is number three, by the way. I want to make sure you got this one down. After 30 years, ECUA is pulling the plug of fluoride in the local water. This comes after state lawmakers passed a bill banning the addition of fluoride to public water supplies. The law goes into effect on July 1st, making Florida the second state in the country to ban it. The authority will discuss the next steps in following that new law. It's going to happen at their next board meeting. That's May 27th in the ECUA boardroom.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Five Flags Speedway says that they're combining two of their fan-favorite events into one. This is going to be for this Friday, May 16th. They'll be holding a Meet the Drivers event and a $5 admission night. Racing that night will include several divisions, including the Outlaws, the Sportsmen, Crown Stock, and Pure Stocks.
Okay, Escambia County wants your input on two draft proposals designed to improve a one-mile stretch of South Navy Boulevard. This extends from Barrancas to the Sam Lovelace Bridge, just outside the main gate of NAS Pensacola. The project is part of the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Plan, which is intended to enhance safety and mobility of the roadway and just basically give it a facelift.
And a Pensacola native has been named the Naval Education and Training Command Sailor of the Year. Master-at-Arms First Class Patrick Hill is assigned to the Naval Technical Training Center in Lackland, Texas. The announcement was made Friday during a ceremony at NAS Pensacola. He was chosen from four finalists that represent the Navy's top performers in commands worldwide.
Well, Mayor Reeves has unveiled the Mayor's Child Care Access Program. This is a new initiative aimed at expanding high-quality, affordable child care options for families across the city of Pensacola. The program is designed to better utilize city resources and to leverage the Community Redevelopment Agency's portion of funding from the Escambia Children's Trust, ensuring local children and working families have the support they absolutely need.
And a Cantonment man facing charges after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home through a doggy door. The woman told Escambia County deputies that she woke up to find 26-year-old Kalalen William Ross in bed with her. After telling him to leave, she says he threw her onto the bed and got on top of her, but he then left the home the same way he had gotten in, through that same dog door. Deputies say they could not find Ross when they responded to the home, but a warrant was issued for his arrest. He's since been charged with first-degree felony burglary with assault and is being held on $75,000 bond.
Okay, go ahead. Check those shelves. Publix has recalled one of its Greenwise baby food pouches. This is due to the potential of elevated levels of lead contamination. Publix initiated a voluntary recall for Greenwise pear, kiwi, spinach, and pea baby food. There's no safe level of lead exposure for children, as children exposed to lead have no obvious immediate symptoms and may need a blood lead test.
All right, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We did have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some developing on, this is going to be, let's see here, Fairfield Drive. If you are traveling westbound passing Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. And then some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that is to be expected. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 75 degrees, going to be a low of 66 tonight with a slight chance of showers. Should be clear tomorrow, though. Tuesday is going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 81 and a low of 71.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, police here in the state are investigating a situation here after a fatal car crash involving a college football player. Frank Lanza has the latest details.
A University of Miami football player is recovering after suffering non-life-threatening injuries in a car accident in his hometown of Largo, Florida, over the weekend. Police say a Dodge Durango driven by Miami linebacker Adarius Hayes collided with a Kia Soul making a left turn. A 78-year-old woman driving that vehicle died in the crash along with two young kids. Another passenger in the vehicle suffered serious injuries. Police do not believe alcohol was a factor in the crash. Hayes played 12 games as a freshman for the Hurricanes, mostly on special teams. Largo is about 20 miles east of Tampa. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And a new federal bill could help Florida's struggling citrus industry. The Defending Domestic Orange Juice Production Act would lower the required sugar level in pasteurized orange juice, and it would drop from 10.5% to 10%. If passed, supporters say the bill would allow Florida growers to use more local fruit and rely less on imported juice.
Okay, the Florida Forest Service is reporting today that 10 uncontained large wildfires are being managed under a full suppression strategy in the state, with 8 new large incidents being reported today.
And AAA predicting a record number of people will travel this upcoming Memorial Day weekend. More than 45.1 million Americans are expected to travel within the country, surpassing the previous record of 44 million in 2005. Orlando is the top destination nationwide, and Miami is in sixth place. So Sunshine State going to get some love.
All right, 418 News Radio 92.3. Speaking of getting some love here, Pensacola showed a lot of love and support to the military with Navy Day celebration over the weekend. Retired Captain Dan McCork is the Navy Day's chair.
And although the title says Navy Days, it is not just a Navy event. This Navy Days experience is for all of our services. And it's essentially an opportunity, again, for the local community to express appreciation and support for the wonderful service that our military people in uniform do for our country.
And, of course, making us very proud throughout the entire state of Florida. There was also a parade, 4K run, and a family-friendly fun fest held downtown on Saturday as part of that three-day event.
Absolutely. Just about 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your top stories across the nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's 1 in 5 children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together, we can knock out hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 422, News Radio 92.3. You just heard a little bit of the faces there, Rod Stewart. Did you hear the licks there? Ronnie Wood was playing with Rod Stewart back in those days before he made his transition over to the Rolling Stones. So a great track this afternoon for you. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Thanks for having us on. The last living American hostage in Gaza was released by Hamas. Greg Palcott has more from Tel Aviv.
He is 21-year-old Edan Alexander, captive for 19 months. He had been the last living American held by the terror group. Now he is free. We are told he is in good spirits. He is joking. He's walking with just a little bit of help. He was brought from his prison in Gaza by Hamas and then handed over to the Red Cross, which handed him over to the IDF and brought him to an Israeli military base for a quick checkup and, much more importantly, a wonderful meeting with his mother, father, and others. Alexander's a native of Tenafly, New Jersey. His parents are Israeli. The dual national American Israeli left the U.S. when he was 18 to sign up as a soldier with the IDF.
And President Trump is en route for a four-day trip to the Middle East. The White House says Trump is going to reaffirm his commitment for a free and prosperous Middle East, and he'll visit U.S. troops at the air base in Qatar, the largest U.S. military base in the region. He'll also be in the United Arab Emirates in Saudi Arabia, where he'll get an update on Israel-Gaza ceasefire talks.
Okay, 423, News Radio 92.3. Okay, if you're buying or selling at home, I got to give you your numbers. They will come in handy and into play here. Mortgage rates slightly higher today, remaining below the 7% mark level. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.89%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.21%.
And authorities in Nebraska investigating after a family of four was found dead inside their home on Saturday. A husband, wife, and their two teenage children are dead from what authorities say is an apparent murder-suicide the same day the son was set to graduate from school. A preliminary investigation found that the father, identified as 42-year-old Jeremy Koch, killed his family before taking his own life in a fatal stabbing incident and was suffering from a mental illness.
I got a chance to see this presser earlier today. I hope you did as well. It was pretty interesting. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reassuring the public about the safety of flying, even after a series of communication outages and staffing issues at Newark. Of course, as you know, it caused thousands of delays up there. Lydia Hu is at Newark Airport this afternoon with more.
He is proposing reducing the number of flights that can land and depart from Newark to 56 per hour to give technicians an opportunity to make those repairs. Here's what he said yesterday.
I want you to get to where you're traveling. And if that means slowing down flights into Newark, we slow them down to make sure we can do it safely.
The equipment outage yesterday was the third here at Newark in the past couple of weeks. And Duffy says the communications here at Newark can be fixed within a matter of a few weeks, but he's concerned that the glitches here could be repeated across all of the nation's airspace if the entire air traffic control system is not updated.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching the money today. Hillary Barsky's in.
Stocks kicking off the week sharply higher after the U.S. and China agreed to slash tariffs on one another for 90 days while the two sides work toward a broader trade agreement. Both the Dow and S&P 500 have erased all of their losses from the early April tariff day announcement. The Dow has exited out of correction territory while the tech-heavy Nasdaq is out of a bear market. Tech stocks were the biggest winners. The sector has been severely punished by the trade war. The Dow winners, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow rising 1,161 points, the Nasdaq higher by 779, S&P 500 up 184. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Same can be said if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spot outside of that would probably have to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But we do have some backups beginning to develop on Sorrento Road. That is if you are traveling westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Slight chance of storms tonight, but you probably shouldn't see much. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear. High of 81, low of 71.
426 News Radio 92.3. So Fiji might be in your plans for a vacation. Might want to rethink them because a travel warning from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control in place today for Fiji. CJ Papa has the story.
The archipelago of more than 300 islands in the South Pacific is the latest nation to be added to the CDC's alert list due to a rise in dengue fever cases. Fiji joins Brazil, Ecuador, Guatemala, Panama, St. Lucia, Sudan, and Tonga on the list. The country's Ministry of Health and Medical Services reported in March over 5,100 cases of the mosquito-borne illness prompting the Level 1 travel alert. Symptoms include high fever, muscle and joint pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and difficulty breathing. Travelers are not advised to cancel their trips, but are urged to take precautions to reduce the risk of mosquito bites, like using bug spray and wearing long-sleeve clothing and staying in accommodations where windows and doors are properly screened. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And State Insurance and Fire Safety Commissioner John King announced Monday that he is entering the race to unseat Georgia Democrat U.S. Senator John Ossoff. In his campaign ad, King highlighted his accomplishments and targeted Ossoff, unsurprisingly. King, the first Latino immigrant elected to statewide office to serve as insurance commissioner since 2019, will join Congressman Buddy Carter in the Republican primary, and the winner from there will challenge Senator Ossoff in November of next year.
All right. I just told you about the numbers in the market surging today. There's a reason U.S. and China announcing they're going to temporarily ease tariffs on each other. Edward Lawrence is at the White House with the latest details.
The reciprocal tariffs on the U.S. side goes to 30%, and the tariffs on the Chinese side, the retaliation, go to 10%. Here's how the U.S. gets to that 30%. They are lowering the reciprocal tariffs to 10% on Chinese imports and then adding the additional 20% regarding the fentanyl emergency.
Yeah, I think they're going to follow through. I think they want it very badly. I think they want the deal very badly. Again, this doesn't include the steel tariffs.
This breakthrough agreement allows the ships that are right now stuck in the Chinese harbors to now come to the United States and sell their goods.
And the showdown between the Trump administration and Democrats over access to an ICE detention center is not over. On Friday, the mayor of Newark was arrested outside the New Jersey facility after he and three Democratic House reps attempted to gain entrance. We told you about that. Video shows some pushing and shoving with the guards outside the gate. Mayor Ross Baraka and others say they will be back at the Delaney Hall Detention Center today to join local religious leaders in protest.
Okay. President Trump said he'd be foolish not to accept a luxury jet from Qatar's royal family. Wouldn't that be nice? Somebody offer you a big old jet.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely?
I don't know what I'd do with it, but Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he would accept a Boeing jumbo jet as a gift from Qatar to serve temporarily as Air Force One.
They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much.
The president says the aircraft would be a gift to the Defense Department and used as the presidential aircraft until Boeing finishes production of a new generation of Air Force One aircraft. Qatar's government says a final decision has not been made, and a White House spokesperson says any gift announced would comply with all ethics laws. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Environmental Protection Agency announced that the U.S. and Mexico are closer to permanently ending a sewage crisis. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin wrote on X Friday that this week the EPA sent Mexico a proposed 100% solution that would permanently end the crisis of raw sewage flowing into the U.S. from Mexico. The issue, blamed on outdated wastewater infrastructure, has gone on for decades but has recently spiraled as Tijuana's population increases.
This is National Police Week. Did you realize that? It's a time to honor those who keep us safe and secure all year long. Kevin Yurinski has more on the story.
Events began Sunday with a National Police K-9 Memorial Service and will continue throughout the week. The annual Candlelight Vigil, held in honor of those who lost their lives in the line of duty, will be held Tuesday, and the annual Peace Officers Memorial Service will take place Thursday. The names of the fallen will be engraved on the memorial wall in Washington, D.C. Craig Floyd is the CEO Emeritus of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
Now we have a National Law Enforcement Museum right across the street to tell the stories behind the names on these walls.
147 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty during the 2024 calendar year. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Stocks soaring on Wall Street today after the U.S. and China announced they will temporarily ease tariffs on each other. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The Trump administration has agreed to drop the tariff rate on Chinese imports to 30%, down from a 145% charge imposed last month. The Chinese government is dropping tariffs on U.S. exports to 10%.
The Dow gaining 1,161 points, the NASDAQ adding 779, while the S&P 500 closed up 184 points. The last living American hostage in Gaza, freed by Hamas.
Ethan Alexander has spent 584 days in captivity. Today, he's reuniting with his family, the 21-year-old's mother, Yael, in Israel to meet him. Hamas handed Alexander over to the Red Cross as part of a deal struck with American, Egyptian, and Qatari negotiators.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Extensive discussion about the Board of Trustees meeting in which several of the brand new members, trustees from Governor DeSantis, really set out to ambush Martha Saunders in what looks very clearly like an effort to oust her from that position. For what purpose is not yet entirely clear. Do you speak Gen Alpha, the dialect of English that people say 15 years old speak? Plus, Jimmy Petronis. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It all follow the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, UWF President Martha Saunders announced that she intends to step down from her role, bringing an end to an eight-year tenure marked by both institutional achievements and recent political turbulence. The most visible tensions of her presidency emerged this year following a wave of new appointments to the university's Board of Trustees. The most recent flashpoint came from a UWF board meeting just last week. Trustee Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, questioned Saunders about prior university-sponsored DEI programming. She pledged to work with the Board of Trustees and university leadership to ensure a smooth transition.
All right, here's the second story you might want to take in today. The 2025 hurricane season, less than 20 days away. Later this week, on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center will begin issuing daily tropical outlooks, highlighting areas showing potential for tropical development. Listen to News Radio 92.3 for daily updates on conditions in the tropics.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. After 30 years, ECUA is pulling the plug of fluoride in local water. This comes after state lawmakers passed a bill banning the addition of fluoride to public water supplies. The law will go into effect on July 1st, making Florida the second state in the country to ban it, behind only Utah. The authority will discuss the next steps in following the new law at the next board meeting on May 27th. That'll take place in the ECUA boardroom.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, are you ready for some football? I mean, real NFL football.
Some real stuff.
Yes, it is. Frank Lanza reports on which teams are playing on opening night.
The 2025 NFL season will kick off with the Eagles raising the Super Bowl championship banner at home at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly on Thursday, September 4th, against the rival Dallas Cowboys. NBC, which will televise the game, making the announcement. It's the first time the bitter rivals are opening the season against each other in 25 years. The Andy Reid-coached Eagles rolled over the Cowboys at Texas Stadium 41-14 on September 3rd of 2000. The full NFL schedule will be released on Wednesday. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And Michael Jordan will be joining NBC's NBA coverage this fall. The network announced Monday that the Hall of Famer will be a special contributor. In a statement, Jordan said that the NBA on NBC was a meaningful part of his career, and he's excited about being a special contributor to the project. The NBA will be back on NBC for the first time since 2002. The league and network reached an 11-year deal just last summer.
Another rough outing for the Wahoos. Sunday, Biloxi down Pensacola 5-1 at Keesler Federal Park over in Biloxi. The loss marks Pensacola's fifth consecutive setback in the two-week road trip. Wahoos return home tomorrow when they begin a six-game series with the Trash Pandas. First pitch goes out at 6:05.
All right, and we got a lot of postseason action this evening. Two games on the NBA playoff slate and two games on the NHL playoff slate as well. On the NBA side of things, we got the New York Knicks looking to take a commanding 3-1 lead over the defending champ Celtics, and also got the Golden State Warriors trying to even their series with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Meanwhile, in the NHL, got the Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Washington Capitals at 6. Hurricanes trying to go up 3-1, and in the second game, the Vegas Golden Knights trying to even their series when they visit the Edmonton Oilers at 8:30.
A lot of tennis in town. Don't forget, players from all over the world are in Pensacola competing in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. The competition runs through the 18th over at Roger Scott. Players representing countries like Australia, Japan, Portugal, and many more are appearing and are in town competing in this tournament.
All right. And since we're talking about sports with a local flair, the Gulf Breeze Beach volleyball team has secured its second state championship. It defeated New Smyrna Beach 3-0 in the Class 2A title match on May 10th at FSU. The Dolphins saw a dominant performance from their pairs, including Izzy Beach and Carmen Ferguson and Sydney Sutter and Allie Hepworth. So congrats to them. Gulf Breeze finished the season with a 21-3 record, having also claimed the district and regional titles.
Okay, the jockey who won this year's Kentucky Derby been suspended and fined. What did he do? Here's Deborah Valentine.
Junior Alvarado rode Sovereignty to victory in the May 3rd 151st running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. Horse racing publication Bloodhorse says Alvarado has been fined $62,000 and suspended for 2 days. Stewards determined Alvarado struck Sovereignty 8 times during the Derby ride above the 6-strike limit. I couldn't keep track of that, Alvarado told Bloodhorse Saturday. It's such a big race. There's so much that you've got on your mind. According to Bloodhorse, it's Alvarado's second violation in 3 months. Alvarado's agent said the ruling is under appeal. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And the NBA draft lottery is being held tonight. Teams will be hoping to land a number one pick, with highly touted Duke player Cooper Flagg expected to go first overall. The Utah Jazz, Washington Wizards, and Charlotte Hornets all have a 14% chance of getting the first pick, while the New Orleans Pelicans, AO, have the best odds next at 12.5%. Draft lottery taking place at 6 p.m. from Chicago.
Let's talk about New Orleans here for a second. As we all know by now, the Saints quarterback, Derek Carr, announcing his retirement from the NFL. Tim McMaster, all over this story for us.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr is retiring due to significant degenerative changes to his right shoulder, according to the team. The 34-year-old was a second-round pick of the Raiders in 2014 and played 9 seasons for that team in Oakland and Las Vegas after the franchise relocated. He signed a 4-year deal worth up to $150 million with the Saints in 2023 and went 14-13 in 2 mixed seasons in New Orleans. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The New York Knicks came back from down 20 points in games 1 and 2 of their series up against the Boston Celtics to take a 2-game-to-none series lead. Saturday, Boston took another big lead, but this time didn't look back, beating the Knicks by 22 points. Game 4 is tonight, and if the Knicks win, I think they'll win the series. But if the Celtics take this one at Madison Square Garden, then I don't see a way for the Knicks to win 2 more games. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, at least 10 people have been sickened due to listeria. A big outbreak here. Deborah Valentine has more on this.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Saturday that federal, state, and local officials are investigating the outbreak. Officials say it's linked to foods produced by Fresh and Ready Foods, LLC of San Fernando, California. The FDA says the 10 people who fell ill were in California and Nevada and required hospitalization. The agency also said the products involved were sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Washington. They have use-by dates ranging from April 22nd to May 19th of this year. Mild listeria cases can include fever, muscle aches, tiredness, vomiting, and diarrhea. More severe symptoms may include headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And new research from the University of Hawaii at Manoa found that high school athletes diagnosed with ADHD take significantly longer to recover from concussions. For the study, researchers looked at data from 935 student athletes who had concussions between 2010 and 2018. They found that athletes with ADHD took an average of 13 days to return to class. That's 2 days longer than their non-ADHD peers. Athletes with ADHD took nearly 21 days to return to their sport, and that was a 3-day difference.
Well, health officials are providing signs to watch out for when part of someone's brain isn't getting enough blood. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. May is Stroke Awareness Month. There are several signs you can watch for that may signal someone needs help. Doctors say several factors can cause this medical emergency, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and sleep apnea. Symptoms typically come on quickly. They also say the BFAST acronym is helpful to remember symptoms. B stands for balance, sudden onset loss of balance or changes in balance. E stands for eyes, sudden onset loss of vision. F is for face, sudden onset face drooping. A is for arms, sudden onset of arm or even leg weakness. And S is for speech. The T in BFAST is for time. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And a new study says you should avoid evening exercises if you want a good night's rest. The study included almost 15,000 men and women. It found that exercising 4 hours before bedtime makes it harder to fall asleep and cuts your sleep time by up to 43 minutes. The effects are stronger when workouts were long, intense, or both.
4:45 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Take a look at our weather and local traffic together. What's going on out there?
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads, we do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that's to be expected. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, our worst-looking spot right now is probably going to be Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but that is another spot where we are used to seeing some issues. As for the weather on a local scale, it is 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight, low chance of thunderstorm, so you shouldn't see much. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
All right, there you go. That's a nice snapshot locally and taking a look at the weather. Let me go to Janice here. She's got a snapshot for the national weather. East Coast facing storm and flooding risk while it's heating up across central U.S. Here's Janice Dean with a look at our weather.
Heavy rain and thunderstorms will persist for the southeast into the mid-Atlantic, with the biggest flood risk for parts of North Carolina since Hurricane Helene. Stay informed of all the latest weather alerts with Fox Weather. Meantime, record heat is the story for the northern plains, with temperatures soaring into the 80s and 90s. It will also feel like summertime for the southern plains, and a severe weather event looks likely midweek for the Midwest towards the mid-Atlantic. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rallied today to open the week of trading following good news on negotiations between the U.S. and China over the weekend in Switzerland. The Dow gained nearly 1,200 points, the S&P 500 gained 3.2%, and the NASDAQ grew by 4.3%. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the 90-day reciprocal tariff pause represents the next step in the U.S. shaking its reliance on products from China. Under the 90-day agreement, the U.S. will reduce the tariff on Chinese imports to 30%, and Beijing will cut retaliatory levels to 10%, down from 125%. Fox will launch its upcoming direct-to-consumer streaming service to be called Fox One ahead of the NFL season. The streaming service will include all of Fox's content. U.S. crude oil futures for June are rising 1.5%, sitting under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, in business this afternoon, former Waste Management CEO David Steiner. He's been named the next USPS Postmaster General. Jeff Locke up in Pennsylvania this afternoon with the details.
David Steiner is the pick to be the new U.S. Postmaster General. And depending on how you view him, he's either a man with experience or a conflict of interest. Best known perhaps for being the longtime CEO of the global trash hauling company Waste Management, Steiner now sits on the board of FedEx. Critics say that portends possible privatization of the Postal Service. Steiner, though, in a statement, says he's committed to keeping the post office an independent government agency. Defenders of the Postal Service say it's always lost money, specifically because it is a service, delivering mail 6 days a week to more than 166 million addresses, with some of the lowest postage rates in the developed world. At the local post office in Wincote, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Locke, Fox News.
And a new AI tool developed at Mass General Brigham can tell you how old you look biologically. It's called Face Age, and it analyzes your face using a headshot to estimate your biological age and your risk for cancer. Researchers say they've discovered that most cancer patients, for instance, look 5 years older than their healthy peers. Face Age promises the same results as genetic DNA tests using only a selfie. The researchers say our face tells us a lot about us, noting that we age at different rates based on factors including genes, stress, and whether we exercise, smoke, or drink. Face Age promises the same results as genetic DNA tests using only a selfie. That's a bit bold, man.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just saying. Just my opinion.
Stepping out there. President Trump trying to cut prescription drug prices today. Lillian Mu has the story.
President Trump signing an executive order aimed at cutting prescription drug prices, saying he's giving drug makers 30 days to reach a deal with the health department on new price tags for drugs. If a deal's not reached by the deadline, a new rule's going to kick in that'll tie the price of what the U.S. pays for medications to lower prices paid by other countries. The White House says this order will be broader than a similar so-called most favored nation policy the president pushed during his first term, which only applied to Medicare Part B drugs. Americans pay the most in the world for medicines, and the pharmaceutical industry says it depends on the U.S. money to drive growth and development of breakthrough therapies. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And American shoe companies are encouraged by U.S.-China trade negotiations, but say the industry still needs relief. The CEO of Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America, which represents Nike, Under Armour, and other leading shoe companies, said in a statement, quote, "We're not across the finish line just yet," unquote. The comments come after the Trump administration's progress in recent negotiations. However, shoes are highly exposed to tariffs because 99% of all footwear sold in the U.S. is manufactured overseas.
News Radio 92.3, I know when I first started driving, I drove a stick shift. And I find this story kind of humorous. I wanted to pass on to you. The U.S. Secret Service can't drive stick shifts, and General Motors is helping them out with that. Here's Jeff Manasso.
General Motors is donating a fleet of vehicles to the U.S. Secret Service, 10 of them, including some manual transmission Cadillac CT4 and CT5 Blackwing sedans, for special training at a government facility in Maryland to help agents adapt to emergency situations anywhere in which their only option to protect national security might mean driving a stick shift. GM also donating a Cadillac Escalade, a Chevy Suburban, and Tahoe, a Colorado ZR2 pickup, and two Corvettes to also help agents adapt to different driving techniques based on various different vehicle types and technology in all sorts of driving situations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
451, News Radio 92.3. So the sugar attack is hit, right? Krispy Kreme offering free donuts. This is a story for you.
Now, when you go shopping for a concert ticket or other event on Ticketmaster, the company will display the full price. Ticketmaster, owned by concert promoter Live Nation, has been the subject of complaints about its hidden fees. Around 70% of tickets for major concert venues in the U.S. are sold through the company, which had been targeted by the new rule announced by the Federal Trade Commission in December. Ticketmaster will also tell shoppers where they are in line when they log on to buy tickets and also give real-time updates to customers whose wait times exceed 30 minutes to let them know price ranges, availability, and whether new event dates have been added. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
From now until the 18th of May, Krispy Kreme fans can get free original glazed donuts. The chain is giving away 45,000 of them to celebrate the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man's release. The limited edition flavors, part of a partnership with Bandai Namco Entertainment America, include a Pac-Man party donut, a Team Ghost donut, and a Strawberry Power Berry donut. The free original glaze are one to a person in-store and in drive-thrus during so-called hot light hours, which are 7 to 9 a.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. at participating stores or whenever their hot light is on. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous headlines for you, pop culture notes, as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
One time, he forgot to fuel up the boat.
and it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's True Blue Band with a blend of upbeat grooves and soulful singing that make True Blue one of the top up-and-coming acts on the Gulf Coast. They're a must-see with R&B, soul, and roots. You'll be dancing the night away at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price returning here has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on outside of just a few of the usual spots. Got some backups developing on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. And Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight, with a slight chance of rainfall, but you're probably not going to see anything. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 81, low of 71.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, here's something to digest. Cher is adding her voice to calls for the rescue of two zoo elephants. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Animal lover Cher is calling for two elephants who live at the Los Angeles Zoo to be relocated to a sanctuary. In a statement, she says the elephants, named Billy and Tina, quote, deserve the chance to live out their lives in peace and dignity. Cher has been fighting to move Billy to a sanctuary for 15 years and released her statement after it was announced that the elephants are set to be taken to another zoo in Tulsa, Oklahoma, instead of a sanctuary. She also filed court papers in support of a new lawsuit that's asking a judge to issue a temporary restraining order to prevent their transfer. Cher co-founded the Free the Wild charity and was involved in a similar relocation effort in 2020, whose story is told in the documentary Cher and the Loneliest Elephant. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a limited number of full-size drivable replicas of the Batman Tumbler from Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy are for sale. There are 10 replicas of the Tumbler. It's a tank-like off-road vehicle available for purchase. It's sanctioned by Warner Brothers Discovery. The Tumblers cost nearly $3 million and are sold exclusively online through the Wayne Enterprises Experience luxury brand. It's the first time the Tumbler has been made available to buy. The NFL posted on X that Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow purchased a Tumbler last year.
Well, tomorrow could be the start of a smelly few days in and around San Diego. I mentioned we've talked about this, the Tijuana River overflowing.
We have.
And just causing a mess. So if you're going to San Diego, which I love San Diego, it's a beautiful city, make sure you take along something for the nose, maybe some clothespins or something like that. It's going to be a smelly situation out there. Here's Chris Foster.
Work to complete a new sewer line south of the border in Mexico could send more wastewater and hydrogen sulfide odor, that rotten egg smell, into the South Bay region of San Diego County. Beach water quality might also be affected. That joint warning comes from the International Boundary and Water Commission, County of San Diego, California, and its Air Pollution Control District. The work's expected to take about a week to finish. The line being worked on moves wastewater to treatment plants in San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico. People in southern San Diego can apply for free air purifiers. Chris Foster, Fox News.
It's not going to help.
My goodness. And the Office spinoff series The Paper will premiere in September. Original Office cast member Oscar Nunez will return for the series. The show will follow the staff and publisher of a historic Midwestern newspaper as they try to revive it. The exact premiere date for the Peacock series will be announced at a later time.
Let me talk about some films here, if you don't mind. The latest Marvel installment remains the king of the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has the latest.
Fox on film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Marvel's Thunderbolts continues its reign on the box office, bringing in another $33.1 million in its second weekend of release.
Witness the invincible, stronger than all of the Avengers rolled into one.
and soon to be known as Earth's mightiest hero.
Warner Brothers Sinners adds another $21.1 million to hold on to second place. The horror original feature now ranks as the second highest grossing North American release of 2025.
I ain't ever seen no demons. No ghosts.
Highest-grossing release of the year, a Minecraft movie, comes in third place, adding another $8 million in ticket sales. The video game adaptation has now surpassed more than $400 million domestically, $900 million worldwide. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Yeah, those are some big bucks. Listen, it was not your typical Saturday for Spirit Airlines flight from Houston to Orlando after the crew declared an emergency mid-flight on Saturday. The flight was rerouted to land here in Pensacola after the plane's autopilot became inoperative. The Airbus A320 made a precautionary landing at PNS, carrying 182 passengers. By the way, the passengers went on 6 hours late. I'm sure they were happy. Coming up at 12, more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great day.
NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.